Next is a progress note of Julie Dunn. Last name Dunn, D-U-N-N. Julie, J-U-L-I-E. Place was Embry Home. Date was April 18th, 2022. The paragraph is Dunn was seen regarding autism, major depression, and anxiety and constipation. The paragraph. She also has a history of seizure disorder. The paragraph history. Mrs. Dunn has had no recent seizures, and at this point she does not need an anticonvulsant, period. She does get anxious easily, and this is on Lexapro and Lorazepam. And she also has major depression, currently in remission, and she's stable with Lexapro, period. She has mild arthralgias from time to time, but she's nonverbal and can't give me much information, but she does have time available if needed, period. Her gait is broad-based, and she does walk, period. New paragraph. Her mental retardation is quite severe, period. New paragraph review of systems. Negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, or fever. She has no recent seizures. New paragraph assessment and plan. One. Mrs. Dunn is stable with respect to seizure disorder without meds. Two, she has severe mental retardation and autism, period. She's nonverbal. Three, she has major depressive disorder, and I'll continue Lexapro 20 milligrams daily. And for anxiety, she's on lorazepam 0.5 milligrams nightly as needed, period. She's also on hydroxyzine 25 milligrams as needed twice a day, period. Four, she has constipation and takes milk of magnesia 30 mL. After 3 days if there's no bowel movement, period. There's no major change in her condition, period. Oh, examination. Please put that after the history. Examination, she's not distressed. Temperature 97.9, pulse 86, respiratory rate 16, blood pressure 90 over 60, O2 sat 96%. Oral mucosa normal, lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal, heart sounds no gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft and not tender, gait is broad-based. Then add the assessment plan as noted. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.